Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, this is Eminem, Mike.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my dog right there. Love me some Eminem, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a great all-time pump-up song.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lose Yourself? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man, and that Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
That was an all-time great.
Now, as speaking of pumped up, one guy who's always pumped up is, unfortunately, Tornado Shapiro.
I love you, and you know that.
He's good. Tornado, stop talking to your lover. You're back for the playoffs, I guess. Tornado?
Bundle up, friends. Hat, scarf, gloves. Me, I like to cut the tips off the glove just in case my fingers have to spring into action.
No, we're not doing this already.
Damn, already?
And electric blanket's not a bad idea either. I like any blanket that I'm under. It's electric, baby. It's January. It's playoff football. It's hitting season. It's Tornado Shapiro's season. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
You know, some people up their game in the snow. Shady McCoy, Steve Van Buren, Tornado Shapiro. God, I love the snow. We had a news gal out of WWWI81TV. Slushy Susie was her name. You know, we build a snowman. Throw in a pipe, two buttons for the eyes. Boy, did she love to work that carrot. Come on.
No.
With my reputation, most weather gals expect 6 to 12 inches from tornadoes.
Of snow.
And that's in the middle of July. Little Christmas in July gift from moi. By the way, I never wear snow pants.
Take too long to pull off. Sometimes you
have to spring into action quickly.
Oh, really?
But I will be wearing my long johns with the peekaboo flap, just in case I feel a little cheeky.
All right. Can you just stop?
But there's, we're getting excited for this weekend. There's history here.
Man. Yeah.
You take 4 and 26.
You mean Freddie Mitchell's catch?
No, once at the Latin Casino, 4 gals, all 26 years old. I yelled out to Wayne Newton, "Dunk a Shane, pal." Yes, Freddie, the girls thank God for my hands.
All right, yeah.
Last time Green Bay came to Philly for a playoff game, we had a time of it. Myself, Ike Reese, John Belaris, and Big Al Meltzer. We went over to the Packers Hotel and mooned Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And Rodgers was still asleep in his chamber with Shailene Woodley.
Really?
That was the same game Rodgers was wearing mittens, so you couldn't tell which teammate he was pointing his fingers at. Come on.
There you go.
Love playing in the cold, in the snow. I remember a weather gal, Penelope Precip. I met Penny in a snow fort. We were surveying each other's forecasts, and all of a sudden, Ike Reese shows up with Lynn Abraham and a Ben Franklin impersonator. We played spin the bottle till the hypothermia set in. I tell you, a penny saved was a penny earned that night. Hello.
Well, you and I get a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of rendezvous, man. Yeah.
Could you just give us the forecast?
You can't even hold it together.
Okay, tornado.
All right, we got temperatures much milder on Sunday, all the way up to a balmy 40 degrees, but dipping by nightfall, partly cloudy, 3% chance of precip, but with those temperatures just above freezing, you can count on anything from flurries to mists.
Right, there we go.
Drizzle, spittle, expectorate, frozen rain crystals. It'll creep up to a 50% chance of all of the above. Bring a slicker. Save your family. We got a 50-50 shot, friends. Outro music, please.
There's no outro music.
No outro.
Once again, 3% chance of precip, so 50-50 shot of rain. It was you, Al Meltzer, John Belaris, mooning Aaron Rodgers, and then you were with Lynn Abraham and a Ben Franklin impersonator mooning Aaron Rodgers. Man, you have a lot of stories you haven't told on
man,
the air.
I know, man. Some of these are supposed to be kept a secret.
Yeah, you and Tornado really ran together back in the day.
He really reminisces a lot.
Yes. 6 to 12 inches of snow.
Of snow.
I just want to be clear. It was of snow. All right. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday? You should be.
Oh, man.
You should be. After hearing Jalen, I'm actually a little more nervous, to be honest with you.
He made you more nervous.
He did, because I was hoping. I was denying all this stuff about, they just kept him out. They just kept him out. I thought it was real. But, man, I know he has he can be that guy sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. He can be short. He can be sort of, without a lot of emotion. I've heard him that way before. I guess there was part of me that just didn't want to hear him that way today. You know, like just him, it doesn't matter. But I guess from my own sort of confidence and feel good and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it's business time. He doesn't have a lot of time to sit and talk to the media, I guess. But I guess I just would have loved to hear a smile or a chuckle or something. I don't know. It just made me nervous. The entire press conference made me nervous.
Maybe he's in his Mamba mode.
Could be.
Where he's like, he's locked in. It's playoff time and he's focused. I hope that's what it is. Right?
I noticed you said Mamba mode, not Zero Dark 30 LeBron mode.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we don't do Zero Dark 30 LeBron.
All right, 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
What up, Andy?
Ike, you are a fair and just man. I nominate you for the Supreme Court.
with Hugh? Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has to. Right is right.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I know. You've been trying to weasel out of it. I've been on him all week, so thank you, Ike.
Yes.
Can I buy you a shot of Ike juice?
Yeah, for
just
sure.
For you.
I'll be down there Monday. Meet me at Chickie's.
Fran, Ike juice.
You've been drinking that Ike juice.
You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
Right. I got it. I got, because he said he wanted to buy you a shout out. He didn't ask for one. But anytime the phrase Ike juice comes out over the air, I think we hit the thing. Moving forward.
I love Spike, man.
Yeah.
He's on it.
So what do you think about the game, Andy?
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be great. I'm actually mad now when you said it's like a 51-49 ESPN has it at. What would it be if it were in Green Bay? I mean, they would probably have Eagles as dogs, I guess, then.
Well, maybe not dogs. It would probably be pretty close. So it's up to – it opened at 3.5. My guess is if it opened up in Green Bay, Eagles probably would have been – it either would have been a pick or Eagles would have been a half point or a point favorite. But it's all the way up to 5.5. And Costas was on early and thought it might get to 6, which I think is – actually crazy. I think a touchdown, I think 6 points is crazy, actually.
Yeah, I think, I can't see it being more than a touchdown. Actually, I think Elliott's going to play a big part in this week I think he's going to have a clutch field goal that's going to keep him in it.
I thought you meant Elliott Shore Parks.
Yeah, at first I did, too. I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. If Elliott has a big, big role in this game, I think we're in trouble. Yeah.
By the way, who was it, Simple Jack? What's Jack's new guy?
Oh, Honest Jack.
Oh,
right.
Honest Jack.
We need one of Elliott, too. Elliott Shore Parks.
Well, we don't need
this. I want to hear that.
Yeah, so the trouble is, so if you didn't hear yesterday, we developed since we don't have Jack this week as he's on paternity leave, we have an AI program here, and we're able to create a thinking version of Jack that is unable to lie. So we call him Honest Jack. We had him on yesterday. I think the problem with an Honest Elliott, and we found this out during Lie Detector Day, is that there almost is no such thing as Honest Elliott. Like, the lie detector couldn't even figure out whether he was being honest or not. So I don't even know if there is an Honest Elliott.
I think your head would explode even sooner talking to him.
Honest Elliott? Yeah, I don't think I need Honest Elliott. I think we're good just with Honest Jack. So, all right, so you think it's going to be a close one?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I was thinking like 27-21.
Yep.
But I'm not nervous, man. You're way too nervous all the time. I just think people are thinking.
That's him.
That's just me. I think that there's a few things that lead me to be nervous about this game. I think two specific ones. One, I just do think Green Bay is better than people give credit for. I think people look at 2-7 matchup and they look at 11-6 and they're like, oh, well, we're 14-3. We're the 2 seed. They're the 7 seed. They are a better team than a normal 7 seed. They've only been 7 seeds for 5 or 6 years, but my gut would be they're probably the best 7 seed that has ever been. I don't know what that's saying, but it's certainly, I think they're closer to the fourth best team in the conference than the seventh. The other thing that I think makes me nervous, and this doesn't mean that the Eagles aren't going to perform, I think it's what is informing my nerves, is that I haven't seen the normal Eagles in a month. You know, like, we didn't see, when I say normal Eagles, I mean the Jalen Hurts-led Eagles. We haven't seen that, and Jalen mentioned it during his press conference, we haven't seen a beginning-to-end Jalen Hurts' normal Eagles game since the Pittsburgh game. That's a month. He was only in there for 8 plays versus Washington. Mm. So I think what tends to happen with me, at least, is if I don't see them performing at that level, I just... They might as well have performed badly, you know, and they've actually played really well the last couple of weeks. But it just that I think that's where I am. I think the Green Bay's better than I think people are giving them credit for. And it also makes me nervous that I haven't seen the team performing as we are going to see them try to perform on Sunday.
Yeah. And like you said, the fact that Green Bay is kind of crazy. This NFC playoff picture is just ridiculous. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, well, the West ended up with the West was very weird. The entire West was mediocre. Mm-hmm. And then the South, Tampa's good, but they're not...
And that division isn't good.
Yeah, the division stinks. So you wind up with two teams that end up being higher seeds that I don't think are as good as Green Bay. I'd rather play Green Bay than Tampa, for sure, as the Eagles. But I think Green Bay, if they were in a different... If they're in the South, they win the South. If they're in the West, they win the West,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, Andy. Appreciate your call, as always, brother.
Cool, man. Right. Have a good weekend.
All right, brother.
Go Bird.
Go Birds is right.
Go Birds!
We do have Jaws coming up at 4, and we'll get back to your calls right after I tell you about your getting a brand new Hyundai. You can't screw around anymore. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is going to make it fast, easy, and better. That's what they do. They're going to give you the gold standard treatment at Colonial Hyundai. Now, I know gold standard has weird memories here in Philadelphia, but it's all good at Colonial. It's fast, easier, better. John Ashdale, he's the cars there. The team at Colonial is going to make it fast because they've just got a ton of brand new Hyundais on the lot. So they have what you need. Over 200 vehicles in stock, 80 of them, less than 30 grand. So if you're worried about price, they have lower price brand new Hyundais too. Easy, low financing, as low as 0% on select 2024, 0%. You look at mortgage rates. How are we getting 0% financing on a brand new Hyundai? And also, they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Consistently recognized for doing that. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every single brand new Hyundai at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Plant-based Seth and media. Plant-based Seth, you're on WIP.
Yo, man, Kyle's killing me with that plant-based stuff. Just because I called up with both my damn feet on the ground and not beating my chest about how we're going to roll through Green Bay. I mean, this is the dang playoffs. Now, I talked about like...
so you're not really plant-based.
Yeah, they got you in the system as plant-based.
I'm actually going out to Nine Pine tonight to eat some steak.
I thought I had a plant-based brother here. I guess I don't.
No. Right. By the way, you could come down and see me at the tattoo convention later this month.
Are you a tattoo artist?
Yeah, 25 years, man.
Oh, I didn't know that. Give a plug. Where do you tattoo out of?
Baker Street Tattoo and Media.
Oh.
And Old City Tattoo down on 2nd Market.
Oh, well, the Old City guys, I mean, go back long way. Yep.
Yeah, same owner of our shop.
That's cool. That's cool. I thought I knew a guy, Goldberg.
That's my buddy. That's the owner.
Yeah, I went to school with his brother. So there you go.
Yeah, Andrew. Yeah,
yep.
Good dude.
Yep. Anyway, go ahead. That's tattoo stuff.
Anyway,
I've never been tattooed there. I'm not. I got tattooed at a convention one time. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know,
it's fun to go and hang out, but you know what I mean? It's good stuff to see. But at any rate, I call in earlier because, this is what I was saying, I talked to Ike about this years ago with a Dallas game, and it was mid-season. You know, people calling up about how we're going to roll, we're going to destroy them, you know, it's going to be a blowout, we're going to not blow the doors off these guys. I mean, this game has everything in it for the Eagles to win. You know, it lines up on paper. They should win the game. I expect them to win the game, but I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout. I expect it to be kind of a nerve-wracking game, and until they get rolling, until they show me on the field, you know, that chemistry is still there, I just can't get ahead of myself, you know, because we've seen other teams that were supposed to be, you know, a guaranteed win, and, you know, the Phillies in the past, most recently, you know, and it just doesn't work out. So I want to enjoy this and I want to have fun with it, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I expect this game to be like probably down to Jake Elliott coming through and winning on a field goal, but I don't think it's going to end the game like that. I think the defense ends the game, and I think we win 31-28.
Well, I'd much rather have, given how Jake Elliott has been iffy this year, I'd much rather it come down to the defense having to get a stop than Jake Elliott and a last second field goal.
I think he gets a field goal, but I think we give the ball back and we get our nerves knocked a little bit. Maybe Packers move it up to midfield, but I think we get an interception to end the game.
All right, I'll take that.
I could deal without that sort of scenario, yes.
It'd be nice if
it's guaranteed that we're going to win, okay.
How about Q getting his first interception to end the game in a defensive stand?
I like it.
I would like that.
I like it.
All right, Seth, appreciate you checking in, man.
All right, later.
All right, Seth.
I can't tell you. I might have a heart attack if this game comes down to the Eagles are at the 31 with 4 seconds left, and we are counting on a 48-yard Jake Elliott field goal to win the game.
Yeah.
I might not see the end of the game. I might have a heart attack right there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
I mean, we're trying to convince ourselves that we're confident.
Yes.
But there's no way in hell.
That you'd be confident in that? Oh,
no.
My God.
No.
Oh. See, now he...
I certainly would be nervous. Put it this way. My confidence level would be... If we're close to that 50, would you say 48 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still 50 yards to me.
Yep.
So, yeah,
yep.
That's... Man. Man.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. I want to be wrong. Yeah, a lot of... Sometimes people... my thing is, everything that I think negative about the Eagles, I hope to be wrong about. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal for all of us is for this team to go in and blow their doors off. I hope Jalen goes 27 for 27 with 5 touchdowns. That would be great. But the Jake Elliott thing, man, I've that really shakes your confidence. When you have somebody who you always count on as reliable, and Jake Elliott has been as reliable as, you know, we've had one of the more reliable kickers
in the NFL. This is
really
the first year that
he's been,
we've gone through this.
Iffy the way he is. That shakes me, you know, Jake Elliott, the way he is. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Eye, Jackie. Dang, Jack's still at home doing skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
Skin-to-skin contact.
What the hell's going on? How long is paternity leave? We're going to have to get Honest Jack back in.
Man, I'm like, good Lord, that boy at home pumping bottles like crazy. He better put them things away and come on back to work, acting like he Jill. What's up, fellas? It's game day weekend, baby. I'm ready to fight. We got our quarterback back. Let's fight, baby. AJ better put a Coppertone knee sleeve on and get his tail in that game and fight. Come on, I got some Tiger Bomb to daggone Devontae, what they needed. Put it on your back, baby, what they, and stop spazzing out. We got to go. I want my neck. Well, we got to get it on. I don't want no close game. I don't want to depend on dead leg Fred to kick no 48 yarder.
Dead leg Fred.
I love for Q to get an interception, his first one, and take it to the house or something like that. But I don't want that. I want to beat somebody down. I like a little nervousness, but Spike, let's not be frantic. You're always a little nervous when you go into a game or you go into a fight. What's saying? That's, hey, baby, that ain't number some pre-workout right there. Let that thing pump you up and get you going, man. Hey, once that first punch swung, swing back and knock him down, baby. I'm ready to let these cats come here. Let them be overconfident. Let them feel like they better than week one, and then we just stun them. I like Jalen being focused and not laughing and nothing like that. He don't need to give you that, Spike. Let him sit there and be focused, because when he's been acting like that this year, it's been working out when game time comes. Let's fight. Let's get it on. I'm ready. It's the postseason. It's one and done, but we got 6 weeks to go, baby, because we're going to be rolling. Hey, don't look at my dad on Twitter. I got guys at work. This fat guy at work. Yeah, he's fat Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't mean nothing towards fat people. Don't take it what it ain't seriously. But this guy is going to put a Green Bay sign on top of his daggone Dallas Cowboy hoodie. And he said every week he going to put another team, and that's his team every week. Like, that's the type of stuff we dealing with. I want to make everybody feel bad for going against us. Look, we got beat up going into the at the end of the year and going into the postseason last week. I just want them to take all of that from last year, use it for the next 6 freaking weeks, baby. We going to get this game. We going to get this game. Be scared of Tampa, because that's who we going to get next. They're going to knock off Washington. And then we going to fight them, too. And then we going to put that to rest, that daggone the head coach got an answer for Jalen. Not this week, not next week, not for the next 6 weeks. Give me my neck, low, Ike Reese!
Yo, can I tell you a quick story that you just reminded me of that you're going to enjoy? So you mentioned Tiger Balm, right? So I was living in Conshohocken, so I was probably 23 years old. Had never used Tiger Balm before. Had never used Tiger Balm. And I had I pulled something, I guess you would say it was my groin. I pulled something, right? It was like right in the area in between my leg and you know what. So I find out. So So I don't know what I'm doing. I buy the Tiger Balm and I'm like, well, I guess I should shower first, which I think isn't the move with Tiger Balm. I took a hot shower. I took the Tiger Balm. I threw it on, and it was one of the 5 worst moments of my entire life. Do not put Tiger Balm on right after the shower. Not the move.
Oh, do not do that.
Yeah.
Man, you got to read that little print. It says, do not use while wet.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm a moron.
But I ain't going to front. I have been putting something on and had to use the bathroom real quick, and boy, that was not great. You ever been kicked in it? You ever been kicked in the tip of it playing basketball?
All right.
God, I got
relax
that.
There, Yoshi.
Right. Yeah, I was letting Yoshi go. That was my fault. I said groin to Yoshi. Yeah. You got to be careful.
We went down a whole different road.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Reminds me of Tornado Shapiro's.
Yes, yes.
His appearance.
Me, Ike Reese, and had a vat of Tiger Balm. Speaking of Tornado, do you?
I was going to say, yeah, if you want a chance to possibly meet Tornado Shapiro and a lot of the other friends of Joe Conklin, you can see them and the City Rhythm Orchestra at It's Philly Sports Put the Music. That's right, It's Philly Sports Put the Music. You can check them out at the Asplund Concert Hall at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 22nd. Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
215-592-9494. Your calls and our guy Jaws next with his official Jaws prediction. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.